Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
1010 Wins celebrates Black History Month. Three African-American CEOs joining forces to help Harlem restaurants that struggled in the pandemic.
It's the tale of three tech CEOs, Lawrence Phillips at Greenbook Global.
Our platform allows a safe space for Black travelers to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of travel.
Marvin Johnson with Dashable.
It's a marketing platform for local retailers.
And CEO Anthony Edwards at Eat Okra.
Founded by my wife and I as a solution for us to support Black-owned businesses in Brooklyn.
Put the three African-American tech CEOs together and you have an app-based business and consumer pipeline that stretches across the country. Here's Marvin.
It's all about a spirit of cooperation. That's why we did what we did in Harlem, helping each other build each other up.
What they did in Harlem was link their respective platforms to help several pandemic-battered restaurants. Lawrence.
It was just like, well, what can we do after COVID? And so because I had some of those connections, like, well, you know, we have Black-owned businesses kind of around the food space. Let's see what we can do.
The result, a multi-app-based word of mouth, which not only rescued, but left many Harlem-based restaurants thriving, even after the pandemic. For Black History Month, Larry Mullins, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
1010 Wins celebrates Black History Month. Three African-American tech CEOs came together to help several pandemic-battered restaurants in Harlem. Meet Lawrence Phillips, Marvin Johnson, and Anthony Edwards.
Greenbook Global CEO Lawrence Phillips says the consortium he shares with two other Black tech CEOs was all about disproving the old crab bucket mentality, crawling all over each other to get one up.
Because a lot of times we may not think we can work together for whatever reason. And so I think this helped disprove some of those theories.
Phillips, alongside Dashable CEO Marvin Johnson and Eat Okra CEO Anthony Edwards, combined forces to help struggling restaurants in Harlem during the pandemic. This is Edwards.
Where people are just trying to help each other without wanting something in return.
And help they did. If you go to the website harlembbm.eatokra.com, you'll find a list of restaurants and other businesses they support, not to mention their individual business models, all designed to steer customers to a winning road. Lawrence Phillips says the Harlem restaurant campaign proves we do better when we join hands.
And so I think it's really pushing the idea of collaboration over competition.
For Black History Month, Larry Mullins, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Well, three African-American tech CEOs came together to help several pandemic-battered restaurants in Harlem.
Tech CEOs Lawrence Phillips, Marvin Johnson, and Anthony Edwards here say their friendship and business link was born out of the popular Gentleman's Factory.
It's an African-American group of professional men just in community with each other and helping each other grow.
And we could end it right there, but not before telling you how they link their respective platforms, Edwards' Eat Okra, Johnson's Dashable, and Lawrence Phillips' Green Book Global, in a campaign to help restaurants in Harlem suffering under the weight of the pandemic. Here's Phillips.
After the pandemic and during, like, it became very crystal clear to people that it was very important.
Black businesses needed help. Marvin Johnson.
But when the lockdown happened, they got disconnected from their customers.
Well, today, all of their combined efforts, the latest to help Harlem restaurants, are showcased at harlembbm.eatokra.com. Edward says the campaign helped his own business. He has amassed over 15,000 listings. And that, says Johnson and Lawrence, is what it's all about.
We can do a lot of different things together and we put our minds to it.
For Black History Month, Larry Mullins, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
1010 Wins celebrates Black History Month. Kwame Brathwaite Sr., an American photojournalist and activist known for popularizing the phrase "Black is beautiful," we spoke to his son, Kwame Brathwaite Jr., about his father's legacy.
They call him the keeper of the images.
He wanted to be the person that made sure that we had a historical document that represented what was happening.
That's Kwame Brathwaite Jr. talking about his father, Brathwaite Sr., the legendary documentary photojournalist of the late 50s and 60s, considered an agent of social change.
He wanted to show what was happening both within their political kind of aspirations, but also outside of those political aspirations.
The Bronx-raised musician, inspired by pictures of his band, picked up a camera, and what we got from his lens was a collection of art featuring athletes, musicians, and businesses advancing a message of Black economic empowerment, political consciousness, and the transformative idea, Black is beautiful.
It was, for him, important to show us in our regalness, to show us in our, you know, beauty, and to show us as the incredible contributive society that we are.
For Black History Month, Larry Mullins, 1010 Winds News on 92.3 FM.
1010 Winds celebrates Black History Month. Kwame Brathwaite Jr. talks to 1010 Winds about his father, the American photojournalist and activist known for popularizing the phrase, Black is beautiful.
Legendary New York historian and photojournalist Kwame Brathwaite says his son, Kwame Jr., wanted to correct the notion back in the 60s that the European model of beauty in women was the standard.
They weren't the originators of the phrase, Black is beautiful, but they established the movement that we now know today and why people now wear their hair in natural hairstyles.
He's talking about how his father, along with his uncle Elambe, formed the Grandassa Models. He says dad had seen enough beauty contests where Black women would emerge with their hair straightened, and with his camera lens and his fashion show, the senior Brathwaite went for the natural look.
And so they started looking at women who were also active in the community, people who were teachers who kind of embodied that.
Pictures of the models appeared as part of Brathwaite's stunning 40-piece art collection, which just finished touring, considered the first major exhibition dedicated to a pivotal figure of the second Harlem Renaissance. For Black History Month, Larry Mullins, 1010 Winds News on 92.3 FM.
1010 Winds celebrates Black History Month. Kwame Brathwaite Sr. is an American photojournalist and activist known for popularizing the phrase Black is beautiful. 1010 Winds spoke to his son about his father's legacy.
Who would have ever thought Kwame Brathwaite Sr., a musician born in Brooklyn, raised in the Bronx, but leaving a mark with a camera in Harlem, which he considered a city in itself.
He felt like that was the biggest, most beautiful city that he ever had seen in his life.
That's Kwame Brathwaite Jr. saying a photographer took pictures of his father and his band, and the pictures he saw changed dad's thinking and his life.
He fell in love with photography as an art form just because of, like, the feel of it and the way it captured that moment.
Well, Brathwaite Sr., along with his brother Elambe, started capturing pictures of their own. The result? An iconic photo exhibition, part of a movement to show Black life as positive and beautiful.
I think it's really beautiful to come into this space, reset, and recharge.
Black is beautiful. The photography of Kwame Brathwaite just wrapped up a tour presented by the New York Historical Society. For Black History Month, Larry Mullins, 1010 Winds News on 92.3 FM.
1010 Winds celebrates Black History Month. He is the first trans African American to operate an LGBTQ plus center in New York City history. Meet Sean Coleman, founder and executive director at Destination Tomorrow.
He says if ever there was a time when the Black and brown LGBTQ community needed a voice, this is it.
There was no representation of Black and brown LGBT folks.
He's Sean Ebony Coleman, the founder and executive director at Destination Tomorrow, DT, the voice for the otherwise ignored transgendered.
We want to go in, we want to make sure that LGBT community members in the South Bronx and surrounding areas had access to vital services.
Coleman operates DT within the LGBTQ Community Center in the Bronx, offering services widely available to their white counterparts in sections of Manhattan.
Then you'd have to go there and get those services, and I believe that that's not the case, right? Why would you have to leave your neighborhood to receive the services that you so desperately needed?
He is the first fully transitioned transgender male to run such a program in New York. He operates a similar office in Atlanta, wants to open a Destination Tomorrow in every city. For Black History Month, Larry Mullins, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
1010 Winds celebrates Black History Month. Meet the first trans African American to operate an LGBTQ center in New York City history.
Of all the troubles facing transgender New Yorkers and LGBTQ in general, housing ranks the highest.
They're either homeless or housing insecure.
Sean Ebony Coleman, who founded Destination Tomorrow at the LGBTQ Community Center in the South Bronx.
If you're 25 and over, it just sucks to be you. They throw you in a conventional shelter, and sometimes that's not the best place for us.
He says conventional programs don't always educate distressed transgender people on how to navigate things like housing and in a society that isn't always receptive.
You may at some point give me a voucher, but you haven't shown me how to budget.
Coleman, who is transgender, says that's also part of what they do at Destination Tomorrow, working with corporations and civic leaders to carve out a better understanding, and particularly for LGBTQ citizens of color.
There's so many other layers to who we are as people, so I need you to see me as a whole person.
For Black History Month, Larry Mullins, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
1010 Wins celebrates Black History Month. He is the first trans African-American to operate an LGBTQ center in New York City history.
Destination Tomorrow founder Sean Ebony Coleman says being transgender is hard enough, but if you're a person of color, sometimes it can be even worse.
I want folks to understand that black folks, especially black trans folks, can lead, we can manage, we can be bosses as well. We just lack the resources.
It's the reason he set up DT in the Bronx. Coleman says there is an albeit slight new wave of inclusion for those in the LGBT community, but it doesn't always include hues of black and brown.
And I think a lot of it was going back to that whole black and brown folks being left out of the discussion.
He says not anymore, not if he can help it. Destination Tomorrow seeks to change that, a program that offers guidance and resources on everything from mental health to housing to jobs and professional opportunities. DT also operates in Atlanta with plans for additional centers throughout the country. For Black History Month, Larry Mullins, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
1010 Wins celebrates Black History Month. This Harlem-bred filmmaker, actress, and playwright was also a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize for Drama. Let's meet Zora Howard.
The Judith Champion Playwriting Fellowship from the Manhattan Theater Center. And oh yeah, a 2021 Pulitzer finalist.
I'm trying to write what I know. So as I know more, I can express more.
Meet Harlem's Zora Howard, actress, playwright, and soon-to-be director. Her play Hang Time comes out in March.
It's also my professional directing debut.
Her resume speaks volumes about the tenacity and the can-do spirit, which gave us the likes of Regina King, Ava DuVernay, and Debbie Allen.
The women that I look to were the women who did many things.
Her star is rising, even in film, co-writing, and yes, starring in the smash Hulu hit, Premature, although she says the star part wasn't really the focus.
I think the vision was to put out something that we're very proud of.
Harlem raised and grounded, it's no coincidence. She was named after the renowned author and filmmaker Zora Neale Hurston.
Yes, indeed. That's my mother's stamp.
A badge she wears proudly. For Black History Month, Larry Mullins, 1010 Wins News on 92.3 FM.
1010 Wins celebrates Black History Month. This Harlem-bred filmmaker, actress, and playwright was also a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize for Drama. Meet Zora Howard.
She's quick to point out that writing plays is a must in her life.
Some stories are really supposed to be told on a stage. My play, Stew, that had to be live.
But Harlem playwright, filmmaker, and actress Zora Howard, referring to her 2021 play, Stew, which was a Pulitzer finalist, has also put her mark on filmmaking. She and writing partner Rashad Ernesto Green put out a film called Premature on Hulu.
And we always knew that we wanted to write something together. And the deal was that he would be directing and I would be starring and we would, you know, the concept and everything would be born from both of us.
Premature was shot in Harlem in the summer of 2018 and debuted at Sundance. And the rest, as they say, is black history. A simple walk down the block offers validation.
And he turned around and he was like, you that girl from that movie, huh? And I was like, oh boy.
For Black History Month, Larry Mullins, 1010 Wins News on 92.3 FM.
1010 Wins celebrates Black History Month. She's only 29 years old, but this Harlem-bred playwright's off-Broadway debut play, Stew, was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize for Drama.
Filmmaker, actress, and playwright Zora Howard is hyped. Today's excitement is over her new play, Hang Time.
And it's going to be premiering at the Flea Theater in March of 2023.
She's living out a dream, the very first recipient of the Judith Champion Playwriting Fellowship at the Manhattan Theater Center, which affords her all the resources she needs to develop a commissioned play.
I've directed before, but kind of not with this kind of institutional support behind me.
Her works include the 2021 Pulitzer finalist, Stew, a hilarious stage comedy. She says her late mother was and still is her role model. Mom had a successful 30-year veterinary practice. I asked, why not follow those footsteps instead of writing plays?
I visited her at her practice one time and watched her do surgery. Only need to do that one time.
Just checking. Lucky us. No doubt we can expect to hear the name Zora Howard followed by Tony winner and maybe even someday Oscar. Her movie Premature on Hulu is a good start. For Black History Month, Larry Mullins, 1010 Wins News on 92.3 FM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.